Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
I'm here speaking with Franklin Santagaeti. He is Vice President of PureFlix Global Strategic Alliance. And Franklin, you were instrumental in creating the movie, not only God's Not Dead, but God's Not Dead 2. I've had the wonderful opportunity of previewing the movie, and I was very moved by it. I will be amazed, man or woman, that doesn't walk away from that movie dramatically moved in all that takes place. What's really the story behind that movie?
With God's Not Dead 2, what we're establishing, or the key takeaway with this, is the historical evidence of Jesus Christ and the validity of the four Gospels. Someone who isn't a Christian might say, well, how do you know that Jesus really existed? Those four Gospels were written by four different people at four different times. They don't agree. So if they don't agree, the probability of them not being accurate or even valid is in my opinion, very high. Now, typically, Christians will usually go to a faith position and say, well, listen, you know, my Christianity is based on my faith. I have faith in God. I have faith in His Word, and I believe His Word. And all of that is very good, but it doesn't really address, for instance, the conversation of someone who isn't a Christian. So in the movie, we actually establish, in a very unique way, the historical evidence of Jesus Christ, as well as the validity of the four Gospels. In the context of the movie, establishing these two things is really, really exciting.
I encourage others to go to the movie God's Not Dead 2. I hope that you will, coming out April 1 in movie theaters all across Nebraska and across the United States.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.